So this is what Romans 8:10-8 says, but what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is what? The word of faith which we preach. And I told you last week, I focus on. It's my utmost, I give everything I got. If I think I'm not preaching the truth, buddy, you know I'm going to be searching so I can find the truth. Because it's no use to me putting something out there that God didn't say to you. You know why? Because it's not going to work for you. So I have messed you up in that area. I've given you something false. I've given you something God did not say, and it will not work. But if I give you what God has said, and you receive it in your heart, God stands by his word. He doesn't care how old or how young. He doesn't care what color your skin. He doesn't care about how skinny or a little bit big. I'm trying to be nice, y'all. He doesn't care about how tall or short. He will honor his word. Not only will he honor his word, he will perform his word. Hallelujah. So it's my utmost, my commitment to him and to you. First to him, because he the one called me, is to make sure I preach to you the word. And not only am I committed to preach to you the word, I am, you listen to these words come out of my mouth, I am under obligation to live by this word. It's not right for me to preach you one thing and live another. You ought to be able to see. I didn't say I was perfect in my everyday walk, but I am perfectly saved. You ought to be able to see what I'm preaching that I live. If I'm not living this, I don't know why you're fooling with me. Hello, somebody. So, it should be, because proclaiming the word of God, notice he said that, and but what says it? What says it? The word is where? Then he said, it's in your mouth. Why? I wonder, why is it in your mouth? For you to think about it? Whoa, I got the word. It's in your mouth to speak it. Then it says in your heart. Why is it in your heart? It's in there to believe, but at the same time, or should I say, it's in there for you to believe, because that's the only way it's going to work. If you put it in your head, remember the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you got it all in your head, it still won't work for you. It got to be in your heart. And how you get it in there? By feeding, meditating upon this word. Hello, somebody. Amen. All right. We preach to proclaim the truth. Hello. We teach to instruct so that the hearers can learn. We speak his word. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Whatever you say in faith and hold fast to it, it comes to pass. Now listen what Hebrews 11:1. I know I'm going to run out of time, but I will get started. If y'all can put that up, I'm going to read several, two or three different translations on this particular verses. I want y'all to hear this because I told you I'm going to give you the answer why this word will work. Okay? Why? Why? Can I go into a little detail on why? Would that be okay? Hebrews 11:1, King James. God at sundries times and divers manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets, has in the last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Notice. Who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he has by himself purged our sin, set down on the right hand of the majesty on high. That's the King James. Amplified. What did I say? Hebrew 1:1. What did I say? I'm sorry. 1:1. I got the one right, but I had too many of them. All right. So forgive me. 1:1, not one, not 11:1. We're not there yet. Are you ready? This is Hebrews 1:1. I haven't been in Hebrews 11 so much till it just, I don't know. Anyway. This is the Amplified. Listen to the Amplified. I'm just going to read that third verse. That's all I'm going to read. He is the sole expression of the glory of God. Who is? He is the sole expression of the glory of God. The light being, the outraying of, radiant of divine. And he is the perfect imprint and the very image of God's nature. I'm going to say it again. The very image of God's nature. Okay? Here we go. Upholding and maintaining. Doing what? Upholding and maintaining and doing what else? Guiding and propelling the universe by his what? Mighty word of power, when he has by offering himself accomplished our cleansing of sin and ridden of guilt. He sat down where? At the right hand of the divine majesty on high. Let me read the Passion now. The sun is the dazzling radiance of God's splendor. Waiting for them to catch up with me. The exact expression of God's what? True nature. His what? His mirror. You ever look in a mirror? who do you see? Look in the Word, who are you going to see? Exactly who God is. Are you getting it? So you don't have to question what he would do. If he said it, that's what he would do. You look in the mirror and say, that ain't me. That's not me. Yeah, it is too. With your hair all out of fix, it's still you. Like AJ and myself, if you don't have any, you still, that's still you. That's right. Hallelujah.